to episode 7 of At the Helm. I'm your host, Brian Helm, and this is a podcast series which showcases works of music of mine that I've done over the last 25 years or so, plus some work with other people on occasion. This is the second show in the California period, which has just begun in the 1986 summer of when I moved to California. This show will be looking at five different tunes that, again, are look at the work that I'm exploring at this time. A lot of the work that I do over the years involves doing repetitive patterns and playing counterpoint against them, whether it's a short loop or a longer loop, having a non-static piece of music which is counterpointed with something which can be very static, but it works out for me because, well, it's all a study in contrast. Anyway, a classically put together piece like that is the next track I'm going to play for you, which is called Three Squares, which features a loop which is actually not me, but some fellas playing violins who we shall remain nameless, shall we say. And those fellas playing violins will pluck and tweak as I clip and squeak around them with some other instruments here and there. And the resultant thing is a little piece of music called Three Squares. Thank you. Next up is a tune called Sunshower, which is a piece that utilizes the Roland Rhythm Composer doubled up with a delayed backbeat against it and a couple of synthesizer tracks, a chordal one and a lead one. This particular track is supposed to simulate what it's like to be outside when it's raining and the sun is shining, hence the tune's title, Sunshower. The next tune we're going to hear is going to prove to be an exception as the episodes go on here, and that's an actual song written by me and sung by me. On the first episode, the last track we heard was an instrumental version of this track that ended up getting reworked for Andrew Printer's short film, My Elbows Collapsed, which is a film studying HIV survivors in Southern California. At any rate, the original version of the song I did and recorded in late 1986, early 87, and that's the one we're about to hear, features me on nylon string guitar, actually about a 35-year-old Goya Swedish nylon string guitar that belongs to my wife, and again, some synthesizer organ, and I'll be singing the vocals, and in general, that's what this is all about. Anyway, this song is called They Learn to Talk.
So I'm gonna see.
Again, that was They Learn to Talk. The next tune up is another tune written to reflect some impressionistic aspect of the local geography, and that was the presence of canyons. I never lived any place that had actual canyons before. And in the spring, when all the wild mustard blooms in Southern California, as you drive down the canyons in the late afternoon and the golden sunshine hits all that yellow stuff on the sides of the hills, it's really quite beautiful. Anyway, the next tune is something meant to commemorate that aspect, and it's a piece called Canyon Shadows, and is basically just a synthesizer piece with me at the keys, as it were. So again, this is called Canyon Shadows. Again, that was Canyon Shadows, and another impressionistic instrumental piece from my California period. The four-track situation that I'm using at this point in time lets me do a lot of stuff that's fairly traditional as far as song structures go. So once in a while, I do try to explore something which has a fairly larger resonance of memory than other things, and that'll usually mean playing something rock and roll isk, as it were. The next little tune here is just that. It's a little tune called Winky, and is literally just something that goes from here to there. I don't even think it's a whole song. It's just a little musical impressionistic piece from the period, and it's kind of self-explanatory. So here it is. It's called Winky. Thank you. was a lot of fun. And again, that was called Winky. Like I said, the four-track format allows me to do some things that traditionally I may not be able to muster all on my own, and get back to the sort of band format situation where we can have the piano, bass, and drums or whatever, and I can handle all the duties, since at this point in time in California, I know nobody to go play music with, as it were. So in the process of this, I do some things that are fairly traditional once in a while, and one of those is coming up. The original title of this was something else that I've ditched over the years, but it's been retitled, and it's now known as A Word from Our Sponsor. This is pretty much straightforward. It has a walking bass line, which is done on a synth, along with some organ work, again done on the synth, some synthesizer smashing and bashing, and your traditional electric guitar out front. So this is about as commercial as I ever do anything, I guess, and it's a little tune called A Word from Our Sponsor. We'll be right back. That was a word from our sponsor. The final piece in this episode number 7 of At the Helm. Again, thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Brian Helm. And for more information about this program, upcoming podcasts, and other related information, you can go to brianhelm.wordpress.com or also go to at-the-helm.us. Both will access places you can reach other links and related information for stuff of interest. Again, thanks for joining me for this episode. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to go to my blog and leave me a note, positive, negative, or indifferent. It's all good. And like I said, again, thanks for joining me here, and I'll see you again for the episode 8. Thank you.